I'd invite you to turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. I'd like to read from verses 1 through 5 as I charge you, this dear congregation, in the Lord. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, we'll be focusing on verses 1 and 2, but we'll read the first 5 verses of this chapter. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all who have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. There ends the reading of God's holy word. There are a number of ways you can encourage your new pastor. One of them is in the way you receive the word of God, to receive it with eagerness, to store it up in your hearts, to practice it in your lives. But as well, you can encourage your pastor by praying for him regularly and his ministry among you. While understanding that God is sovereign, yet we can talk about why the word at one level is not as effective, it seems, in people's lives, is the reality that they're not prayed for. How can you help Pastor Frank? How can you help missionaries and workers for the Lord? Well, we often say, well, at least I could pray for him. That's the best of your work. The best of what you can do is to pray for him. And how should you pray for him, you wonder? Well, our prayers would be more effective in a sense and meaningful if we find out from Holy Scripture. And here we have 2 prayer requests that you can make for Pastor Frank on a regular basis. The first is this, in verse 1. Pray for him as regards the effectiveness of the message. Verse 1 says, finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you. If you recount a bit of the book of Acts, in Acts 17, Paul had come to Thessalonica. He had preached there for a short period of time. A number of people were converted by the grace of God. Some Jewish unbelievers became jealous and caused persecution, and that drove off Paul and Silas. They made their way to Berea. They ended up with the same welcome in Berea. And then they went their way to Corinth. And while Paul's at Corinth, he writes back to this young church. And as he writes these letters, he has to deal with misunderstandings and deal with setting some things of basic Christian doctrine down. And so he instructs them in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and he prays for them throughout the letters and in his own life. And then he asks them to reciprocate, to pray for him. In 1st Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25, he says, brothers, pray for us. We really don't have much of that fleshed out until we come to the second letter of Thessalonians. And he gives us these requests that we would pray that the word of the Lord would speed ahead, that the word, in a sense, would spread rapidly. How do you want God to bless Pastor Frank? That the word that he delivers, the word of God faithfully taught and read, might speed ahead. In a sense, that there be no obstacles or hindrances, barriers or hurdles to the word. Yes, God is sovereign in his sovereign power. His word comes to us with his sovereign power. But yet Paul encourages us to pray for its effectiveness among us. There would be many opportunities to spread it. And so pray for his pulpit ministry, that the word would encounter a few obstacles there. The Westminster Larger Catechism in answer 155 says, the Spirit of God makes the reading, but especially the preaching of the word, an effectual means of enlightening, convincing, and humbling sinners, of driving them out of themselves and drawing them unto Christ, of conforming them to his image and subduing them to his will, of strengthening them against temptation and corruptions, of building them up in grace and establishing their hearts in holiness and comfort through faith unto salvation. That the Lord would use his word to humble sinners, to humble them and drive them out of themselves and their own resources, their own merits, to flee to Christ, that the Lord would draw them to Christ, and that believers again would be drawn to Christ, and that believers would be built up in Christ, and that their rebellion would be subdued, that they would be fortified for temptation, that they would be built up in grace, that they would be comforted through grace. The Westminster Larger Catechism is a good request to leave before the Lord as you pray for your new pastor. Pray that the Lord would bring unbelievers under the preaching of his word and use the word preached to regenerate them by his sovereign spirit. The work of anybody becoming a Christian is a divine miracle, whether they come from a covenant home or when they come from another place. But I learned the power of the word early in my ministry. Non-believers started to come to church on Sunday evenings, and I was not preaching particularly evangelistic focused messages. And this unbeliever came for 6 to 9 months. And then she was born again by the Spirit of God, converted from a sordid past of bisexuality, orgies, and drunkenness. I ran across her 6 years ago, and she's a faithful follower of Jesus, forgiven by the blood of the Lamb and walking with him. And so pray that the Lord would use the ministry of the word in the pulpit and outside the pulpit, that as he witnesses, Pastor Frank does, to neighbors and strangers and acquaintances, that God would give him opportunities to share the word. And then pray for us as believers here, that the word of the Lord might be read and heard, that it's effectual to salvation, that we would attend unto the word with diligence and preparation and prayer, receive it with faith and love, practice, lay it up in our hearts and practice it in our lives. Pray that the word of God would work powerfully among us who belong to the Lord. Pray and pray that this would be so. The apostle goes on to say that it would be honored. Now, you could say that, in a sense, the word of the Lord is always honored. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 tells us that God's word does not return void, but accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent. And we know that is absolutely true, that God will be glorified through his word. But I think that primarily the reference here, as you compare it to another text, is not so much that accomplishing the purpose for which it's sent, but accomplishing a particular purpose, the salvation in the heart. Why I say that is the book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 48 and 49. There we read in the NIV something very similar. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed to eternal life believed. The word of God spread through the whole region. Pray that there would be the conversion of people, neighbors, visitors, that God would bring his elect in. Pray that God would do so as we pray according to these lines. Remember, dear congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's work among you. Think of your own lives and then the people here at Mission, how the Lord has worked. Paul points that out. He says, as happened among you. He brings to the forefront their own personal experience with the power of the word so that we might know how to pray. 1 Thessalonians 2:13-14 reminds them of how the word was received by them because of the Holy Spirit. And we always also thank God continually, because you received the word of the Lord, or the word of God, which you heard from us. You accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work, and you who believe. Praise God. The word has overcome you. It has been the power of God unto salvation. The good news of the gospel has come and you have responded in faith. Think of how the Lord has used his word in days gone past and pray that God would use this human instrument to faithfully proclaim the word of God, that God would use his weakness, that he would bring forth that word of power faithfully from week to week. Too much work, Christian work, is attempted too feebly with too little power. I'm not implying in power in oneself. Not done in the powerful word of God. It was that word that was spoken and the world came into being. It was that word that sustains that world. And surely the word can accomplish God's work in this world. Pray that the word would spread and that God would use it through the lips of his servant, Pastor Frank. Secondly, my dear friends, I charge you to pray for protection against opposition. Verse 2, if you couple together verse 1, it goes this way, finally, brothers, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. Paul, in the beginning of his ministry in Corinth, had unbelieving Jews that were causing trouble. Perhaps it's them or it's others. All we know is for certain that Paul was opposed by men who were viciously and actively wicked. They refused to receive the word and they act against it. They try to silence it. And Paul asked that they would pray for deliverance from these attacks that are coming. Of course, pray for your pastor. He's a good pastor by God's grace and with the Lord's kindness. But pray for humility for him and wisdom and discernment and the ability to discern the major from the minor, to know how to go about ministry, how to make good judgments. But the reality is there that he will find himself opposed at times when he's in the right, when he's doing things according to the word of God. The opposition we expect from those on the outside, we expect that to be all around us. What is troubling and disconcerting as a young minister is the opposition that sometimes comes in the covenant community. It is the book of Psalms that reminds us over and over again that David's enemies were sometimes those who had eaten bread together with him. And so pray for Pastor Frank that when those times come and he has done things properly before the Lord, pray that he would not be overwhelmed and overthrown by that. As Paul tells these Thessalonians, he says, the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Pray that the Lord would guard him against the evil one. As we pray in the Lord's Prayer, protect us from evil or the evil one. Pray for your pastor because he is doing spiritual battle. You all are. Ephesians 6, every Christian is doing spiritual battle. But in a sense, your pastor there is doing spiritual battle with the kingdom of darkness in the ministries of the word and prayer. He is, in a sense, a frontline soldier. And he will face the opposition. It will be there. There will be opposition because of false brethren. There will be opposition from false religion. There will be opposition because he preaches the cross of Christ and the centrality of the cross of Christ. There will be opposition because of ethical standards and convictions that the Bible has. Pray for this dear man. Pray that the Lord would help him and help him to remain gentle and firm, but very bold in the power of the Spirit, even in the midst of opposition. My friends, how do you pray for Pastor Frank? That there would be many opportunities to spread the word, and that that word would spread rapidly and be honored, that hearts might receive the word and people might follow Christ as faithful disciples, and that we might see God provide deliverance and strength in the midst of opposition. Our God is good and faithful. Look to Him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before your throne today, humbled in your presence, O Lord, for who is sufficient for these things? Our sufficiency is not in ourselves, O Lord. It doesn't even begin there. But our competency comes from you. And so, Lord, as we look to the relationship that you've set up between this congregation and pastor, help us, O Lord, to pray faithfully for him, to pray that the word of God in the pulpit and outside the pulpit might be spread rapidly and be honored. Pray, O Lord, that he might be fortified against opposition, that he would be humble and know when he's in the wrong, but, Lord, that when he is doing things according to your will and word, that he would be bold, yet gentle and tender, O Lord. O Lord, we pray for Pastor Frank, that, Lord, you would use him powerfully, wonderfully, not to exalt him, but to exalt the great name of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus today. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.